This is Antimatter, the marketing podcast hosted by Great Matter, where we mix strategy and digital marketing with explosive results. Today, we're going to explore how marketing has changed and how to keep your organization ahead of your competition. I'm your host, Adam Weiss, the president and CEO of Great Matter, and I have with me Annie Cahoon, our head marketing guru. Hey, Annie.
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
It is going really, really well. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about how the history of marketing has impacted where we are today. And so the title of today's podcast is Marketing, Then Versus Now, The Unexplained Strategy. So we're going to fire up that metaphorical time machine, and we're going to set the dial to the early 1990s. You've just launched a new product, and your mission is simple. Sell, sell, sell. So what's your go-to move to get the word out?
Honestly, I'm picturing a stack of phone books. I'm seeing myself in an office surrounded by phone books, making cold calls to every single person I could find. And every time it's just the same awkward conversation, hangups, no answers, voicemails, and you're just stuck in the same loop.
Oh God, I was in real estate and it was terrible. I remember making all those calls. I made hundreds a day and it was absolutely brutal. And I think on top of that, you had radio spots, some newspaper columns. And if you've got the budget and you're feeling really, you know, big time, you put up a billboard, you know, compete with Angeline, for those of you who remember. It's prime real estate that you were trying to gun for.
It was definitely an era. It was like, shout it from the rooftops, give it your all, see what you could get. You didn't really know, but you gave it your best. It was the marketing equivalent of throwing spaghetti at the wall and not really knowing what your result was going to be.
Yeah, it's a really expensive spaghetti throwing contest at that. There was no way, I think, to know what was actually working.
No, there was no metrics. And now, you know, fast forward for today, you have micro influencers, you have macro influencers, you have TikTok trends. Everyone is obsessed about SEO. It has totally changed.
Yeah. And you know, we're trying to build this algorithm-friendly content. We're utilizing more granular targeting. Back then, brands just pushed their message out. You know, you had print, TV, radio, but there was no instant feedback.
It's totally true. They had no idea what people actually thought about your product. Did they love it? Did they hate it? You had no way of knowing. It was all about the numbers and sales, and you were, again, just shouting from the rooftops, hoping for the best. There was no real room for improvement based on what your customers needed, what they thought, what their opinions were. You had no metrics of what people were actually responding to.
You know, you're right. This is where things really started to go off the rails. The posters, the newspaper ads, they were a one-way monologue. They didn't build that two-way connection between the brand and the people using their products.
Exactly. So in the end, companies were just pouring money into the same old advertising, completely blind to their audience's feelings. They were, again, stuck in that cycle of just wasted ad spend without any real results.
Yeah. And looking back, there was no way to know if the customer was engaged with the advertising. They were indifferent. They hated it. Unless, of course, they wrote into a newspaper editor to voice their opinion.
And how many people actually did that?
Oh, probably a lot more than you realize. But, you know, they probably just put them in the circular filing cabinet.
Also true. So let's trace the journey. In the 1960s, it was a one-way street. Brands talked and you listened.
Yeah. And then after the 1990s, I mean, that was a long time, by the way, 1960s all the way up to the 90s. And then email was invented. And suddenly marketers had this really inexpensive way to reach their audiences. You know, there was no stamps needed. And then, of course, immediately afterward, spam was invented. Yippee. So, you know, you look at the other technologies available. And when the World Wide Web was essentially invented, if you will, in 1994, it was hard to find any websites that could be around. And so you had companies like Yahoo who were instrumental in allowing people to find websites. But Yahoo, their service was an index. It wasn't a search engine. You had to submit to Yahoo in order for people to see your website. And there were other companies out there like Jeeves, and you had AltaVista. You had these other search engines that were basic spiders. But it was really in 1998 when Google took the world by storm with this really effective and accurate search engine. And it made having a company website critical for legitimacy. You could find someone really easily by searching. And brands were finally getting that digital footprint.
And then comes the 2010s. And that's really when the marketing world exploded. You had social media, influencers, content marketing, videos, reels. And then, of course, we had AI.
Yeah. And suddenly, like the 1990s, there were newer and more engaging tools to help connect those companies with their clients. The game really wasn't changed. It was completely rewritten.
And honestly, Adam, you know the biggest change of it all?
Oh, what's that?
Consumers don't watch ads anymore. They just scroll right past them.
Yeah, or they hit that skip ad button faster than you can say click-through rate.
Exactly. And that's why we, as marketers, we have to show up where people actually are, whether that's Instagram Reels, TikTok, Threads, YouTube comments. And yes, that actually means that we are going to pop into your inbox at 3 a.m.
And some of us end up reading those emails at 3 a.m. for better or for worse. So I want to shift a little bit and just really touch on brand, because I think people mix up the idea between what brand and marketing is. Mm-hmm. And just in brief, and we'll talk about this in a future podcast, but brand is essentially what your organization is. What is their message? Whereas marketing is talking about that brand. Mm-hmm. And again, we'll get into that in more detail. But I think a lot of people associate brand with just being a jingle or a slogan. And now it's about how you reply to a tweet. It's the way you say things in a TikTok. It's so much more now that people see about your brand that you have to be really, really careful and make sure you take care of that brand when you're doing your marketing. I think a lot of companies don't realize it. And it's really critical.
It's so true. And, you know, looking into these decades past, brands really had control of the message. They were the ones in charge. They were, you know, the gatekeepers of information. But now it's different. You know, we're tracking open rates, conversion rates, and heat maps. We want to see that granular information about what actually is performing with our consumers.
Yeah. No, the focus definitely shifted from how many eyeballs saw our ad to how many people engaged with our ad. Did they share it? Did they like it? And of course, most importantly, did they convert, right? Did that become a sale afterwards? This really leads into the trust factor.
It does. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I totally trust other people's reviews and genuine testimonials way more than what a brand is just telling me to believe.
Yeah. I'm in exactly the same boat. Authenticity is really, really important.
It is. And we'd love to hear from you. Drop us a message, tag us at Great Manner, or leave a review wherever you're listening. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
This is Adam signing off for now.
And I'm Annie. Until next time, make sure to like, follow, subscribe, and share for more explosive insights. Thanks for tuning in.